The Obama administration's Pathways program that was designed to get freshly minted college graduates into government careers, well, it began with kind of a slow start. But new data from the Office of Personnel Management shows some encouraging news. 93% of the people hired through Pathways, they say they intend to stay in government. And the program's responsible for 35,000 new hires since 2012. Tim McManus, the Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about these new findings. He says they show agencies beginning to use the Pathways program as they were originally intended.
I think ultimately, Jared, if agencies are actually doing what they should be with the Pathways programs, and a lot of that doing what they should be is communicating them on the front end with them about their potential for conversion to full-time employment. The second piece of that really is looking at these as developmental programs and providing mentorship, guidance, and professional development opportunities along the way, whether it's for the internship program, the recent graduates program, or the PMF program. I think those things are actually going to lead to a greater satisfaction and the participants themselves seeing a path forward. So I think, while pleasantly surprised that it was well above 90, again, had hoped that that would be the case. I think a couple of other things that actually popped out with me in this report were a couple of things. One is, one of the things that I think we hear frequently with the Pathways programs, and I think we hear this a little bit from talent sources, colleges and universities across the country, we also hear it from agencies, is that the Pathways programs, because of the need to apply veterans preference, that recent graduates and students themselves can't get jobs and or internships even through the Pathways because veterans preference has to be applied. I think ultimately, if you look at the report and the study, clearly there are a good number of veterans who are coming in through the Pathways programs. But if you look at the Pathways programs and the percent of veterans who are coming through the Pathways programs compared to the percent of veterans in overall hiring, it's much lower. So in 2014, for the Pathways programs, 18% of those were veterans. If you look pre-Pathways, it was just less than 5%. So yeah, agencies, guess what? You are actually going to get more veterans through this, in part because there are more veterans who are going back to school as a result of the GI Bill and the conflicts that they've been involved in now. But if you look at that 18%, that's a drop in the bucket compared to overall hiring, where in FY14, it was almost 48% of all hires. So again, a little bit of a surprise there, because I think reality and truth or actuality don't necessarily coincide together there.
So in other words, to the extent that the hiring folks are complaining that veterans hiring is crowding out applicants that they would otherwise like to have, that complaining is probably unwarranted.
It may not be completely unwarranted, but I think clearly it's not to the same extent that if you simply put something up for a general competitive hiring opportunity through USA Jobs. So yeah, I think, and again, that's going to vary from one agency to the next as well. I think that's actually where I'd love to see some more of this data as it relates to individual agencies as well, and how that looks. Again, this study actually looked at 17 agencies. Part of my question for that, not so much for OPM, but really for government more broadly, is what's going on in all those other agencies as well.
And it was only a couple years ago, it seems like, that agency Chico folks were kind of underwhelmed by Pathways. And one of their main complaints at that time seemed to have been that they didn't have the flexibilities they needed to do things like targeted job announcements and some other things. To the extent that there's been a turnaround, and maybe turnaround is too strong a word, but something like that, do you think it's been more of a matter of agency hiring managers just getting used to these vehicles, or has OPM made some real substantive changes that have helped?
Yeah, great question, Jared. And I think it's one of those where it's not an either end, but a both end. And I say that because I think we've talked before about just driving change in a complex organization like the federal government to begin with. And that's, if you look cross-government, you can look at a specific department or agency as well. And clearly, the bigger agencies, more complex, probably much more challenging to drive change. So I think part of the reason that you're actually now seeing an uptick is some of those early conversations with Chico's about use of Pathways and what they did or didn't do for their agency. I think agencies didn't have enough time really to go down the runway with it and figure out how to use them. I think part of it is change in general is hard as well. There are a couple of agencies who, even to this day, their Chicos or their HR directors will say, I don't ever want to hear about Step and Skep again because those two programs don't exist. But those two acronyms are still very much part of the vernacular for those of us who have been around for a while. And within an agency, it's hard to let go of something that you saw successful. So I think some of it is just adopting or adapting to change in and of itself. I think on the flexibility piece of things, as you begin to try these programs more, you're going to find better ways to do things. So it's simply, you know, practice makes perfect a little bit. The second piece of it is, I think OPM has actually gone back and looked and said, here's what the intent of the regulations were here, here's what we meant by that, and here's what you can actually do. And not only here's what you can do, but have actually worked with some agencies to say, here's how you can do it as well. So for instance, one of those great examples is on-the-spot recruiting, where you may actually do an event and try to do tentative offers as a result of that event. What OPM has said is you can actually do that as long as, one, you give other people who can't make that event another way to apply, and two, here are some other things that actually have to happen along the way as well. You actually have to be able to assess them properly. You have to rate and rank them, so on and so forth. But they've actually then worked with an agency such as USDA to say, let's actually pilot this in a couple of locations and not just talk about how it could be done, but show how it can be done. And I think that showing how is actually really instrumental and a great thing that OPM has actually tried to do. The final thing that I'd say on that, Jared, is the partnership through some work with the Volcker Alliance and the Robertson Foundation for Government, we're able to work directly with OPM to try to develop a set of tools and resources to help hiring managers and HR officials better understand what their role is with the Pathways programs and how to use them. And one of the tools that was actually created, and I have to tell you, one of the greatest things about these tools being created is they were actually created by hiring managers and HR folks who were actually in the midst of implementing Pathways. So they're really user-driven resources, was a document that actually focuses on flexibilities, what you can do and how you can do it, and actually provides some examples of agencies who are doing it as well, so that if you've got questions, you've got somebody that you can turn to say, Jared, exactly how did you do this?
Notwithstanding all the good news, we clearly haven't reached hiring nirvana yet, obviously. What do you see as the biggest areas for improvement? One of them that OPM seems to be a little concerned about is agencies perhaps not doing enough to pair these young hires up with experienced mentors or advisors.
I think there are actually probably two or three things that come to mind. Certainly one of them is, you know, a better job of pairing them with mentors and actually having those mentors actually understand what their roles and responsibilities are as a mentor. So this isn't simply something that, yes, I'm going to be the mentor, but I actually have to devote some time. Here's what that process actually looks like. Here's what I should be helping that individual kind of do during their term. So that clearly is one. I think there are a couple of other things that actually hit my radar screen as well. One of them actually is around just more broadly the use of Pathways still as a primary vehicle for driving entry-level talent. So this study actually looks at really what is the equivalent of the fourth quarter of FY12 through FY14. Roughly 35,000 people through the Pathways programs were converted to full-time service during that time. That actually sounds like a pretty darn good number, except when you actually go back and look at how many new hires were actually made in government during that period of time. So if we look at just 13 and 14, Jared, FY 13 and 14, nearly 170,000 new hires were made in the government. And if we break that down a little bit more and say, let's actually look at those up to maybe the GS-9 level to say, okay, that's basically where somebody through a recent grad program or even the PMF program may be coming in. Just in those 2 years alone, 13 and 14, there were 82,000 people. And that doesn't include the last quarter of FY12. And we all know that agencies tend to hire more during that last quarter of the year than any other. So I think there's a portion there that's missing out of that as well. Again, 35,000 out of that segment, is that a decent number? I think it's decent. But again, if we're really looking at these as being a driver for our entry-level recruitment, I'm not sure we're there yet. And I know the report actually says we need to use Pathways as a supplement to the competitive hiring system. I think that's right. But if we also look at the original intent of the executive order, it actually stated that the reason for the Pathways programs was to, one, ensure that there's a diversity of thought, a diversity of opinion, and that we were missing a significant segment of our population, younger people in college and university and recent graduates. The key to this was it also recognized that the The competitive hiring system relies heavily on the demonstration of experience, which oftentimes those folks lack. If that's actually the heart of things, and we're looking for entry-level people, and we're looking to diversify our workforce, I think we're not quite there yet. And I think the numbers play out if you look at the under-30s that are hired into the government as well. We're not there yet, and I think there's more that needs to be done simply on the use of pathways. The other piece that is actually shocking to me in this is there's a section of the report that actually talks about recruitment and outreach. And Jared, nearly 50% of the agencies indicated that they don't do proactive recruitment and outreach. They basically post something to USA Jobs. That's actually the most troubling piece in this that we actually have to get right, not simply for pathways, but for bringing talent into government more generally.
Absolutely.
If we're sitting back and just waiting for the talent to come to us, it's going to be a long slog and we're not going to get it right anytime soon. We have to be much more proactive. We have to be much more intentional about that. And again, that's where I think the promise of the pathways, particularly for reaching recent grads and students, we're on the right upward trend. There's more to go, but that's what we actually have to focus on really is this intentional outreach and recruitment.
Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.